Not much change has occurred in the U.S. forecast for the next several days. We're still expecting a cool front to cut across a big part of the Midwest, and that's going to occur today and tomorrow. The frontal system will produce quite a variation in response from shower and thunderstorm activity. Some areas will only get a very minimal amount of rainfall, while others not too far away could get a pounding of heavy rainfall and some hail and maybe even some damaging wind. Most of the stronger thunderstorms will likely occur tonight and tomorrow as a cold front moves through the center part of the Corn Belt and running from areas running from Kansas and Missouri into parts of Illinois, maybe southeastern Iowa, into the Great Lakes region will probably be the area most favored for some of the stronger thunderstorms. We do expect the rain totals with this event to run mostly a tenth to three-quarters of an inch. There will be some local amounts, though, in the 1 to 1 3/4 inch range in those areas that get hit with the heavier rain events. And just last night, we saw heavy amounts of rain occur just near and south of the South Bend, Indiana area, where 1 to 2.5, almost 3 inches of rain being reported by Doppler radar. That kind of event could occur with this frontal system over the next couple of days, and we'll just have to keep a close eye on the progress of the frontal system as we move forward through that period of time. We'll look for drier air moving back across the Midwest as we move forward into the heart of the weekend. We may still have a little bit of rain Saturday morning in the extreme southeastern part of the Midwest, but for the most part, it will be dry. We do expect to see a warming trend come back across the region early next week, with several days of 70 and lower 80-degree highs expected across a big part of the region, which is actually warmer than normal for this time of the year. We are going to see temperatures almost hot today. A big part of the Midwest will see temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s, and a few lower 90s will occur in the southwest part of the region. As we move on out into the day tomorrow and on Saturday, we'll see notable cooling take place behind this cool front. Afternoon temperatures on Saturday will probably be limited to the upper 50s and 60s in the Great Lakes region, and we'll likely see 70s in the lower parts of the Midwest. But as I mentioned before, we'll see those temperatures rebound fairly quickly back into the 70s and lower 80s for a big part of next week. We do expect some frost to occur across the northern plains over the next couple of mornings. Tomorrow morning in Montana and parts of North Dakota, and then on Saturday morning in North Dakota and northern portions of Minnesota. The temperatures will get into the middle and upper 30s during that period of time. There will probably be a handful of light freezes in Montana and maybe northwestern North Dakota, but I don't think we'll see anything like that in the upper parts of the Midwest. The air mass will moderate considerably before moving across any part of the Midwest, so there will be no risk of crop damaging cold anytime soon. Now, we do expect to see temperatures turning colder maybe in the last day or two of September and more likely the first week of October. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely, but that is the earliest that I think we would see a notable amount of cooling occurring across the region. In the meantime, there will be another frontal system that will come into the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota on Sunday into Monday of this coming weekend, and we'll likely see that produce a tenth to five tenths of an inch of moisture with a local amount to 3/4 of an inch. All other areas in the Midwest will stay dry through the middle part of next week, with the next opportunity for rain coming with a cold front that's expected to evolve on Wednesday into Thursday in the northwestern Corn Belt and push through the southeastern parts of the region by the end of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.